You know, it's painful.
Breaking away from familiar spirits.
It's painful. Makes you want to cry, to be honest with you. Makes you want to break down and cry. It's hard to even function. It's just so, it's so painful you can't even hardly walk at times because you know that you say, look, look at the destination. Look at the destiny. Let's go together. Come on, please. Please go with me. And they don't want to go with you. They don't want to go. I think maybe the reason Jesus had sorrow is that's part of it. There's many reasons, I'm sure. It could be family, it could be a wife, it could be a friend, it could be a lover that you said, I'm not doing this anymore, I'm moving on to the next level. It could be anything. And I'm sure that when Jesus came down into this death cult down here, he dropped down, he came down into time. That had to be part of the sorrow. He wanted you to, and it's God, probably God's sorrow too, because when you see Jesus, you see God, the Father. And so you cry, you're crying out, go with me, but they can't hear you. All you had to do was give up that drinking. I'm getting ready to walk out. Go with me. I can't do this anymore. And it breaks your heart, but you have to put God for it. You have to, look, here's how the narcissist works. They want to demasculate you and dethrone you and do that. And if it's the woman who's married to a narcissist, they want to turn you into Jezebel. And so the saved woman or the saved man yoked up with a narcissist and you're saying, this was fake. It was all fake. It was all fake. It was gaslight. I believed the lie. I wanted to believe the lie. Even though the data points, the red flags are there, but I believe the lie. And you want to say, quit gaslighting, quit lying, quit, go, let's rise up together. But they can't. They love the lie. They love the death cult. They love the familiar spirit. So as you move away from the partiality to wholeness, the unhealthy is partiality. If you, let's say there's two people in the same house living together, they should be worried about the other person's health. How are you today? Did you sleep good? How you feeling? Did you brush your teeth? Did you floss your teeth today? You got any spiritual insight? You learn any Bible today, or you have any kind of download where you saw something? Are you going through any kind of transformation process? Was there anything that you realized you had to let go? How's the journey going? How's the pilgrim's progress going? You're right beside them. You're rubbing shoulders with them. They're sleeping in the same bed, and you never communicate. The word communicate is communion. If you're not communicating, you're not in union. Common is to communicate is common. Together in union. If you're not communicating, you might as well just be in a different house. You might as well be in a different world, and you are. You're in a quantum. You're either quantum connected spiritually or you're partiality connected physically. Oh, yeah. So the physical, see, you know, when you're younger, you think the physical is everything. But it's not even really anything. It gets old after a while, just like everything else. The physical goes back to the grave. I really have come to the conclusion to live a long life, and Moses lived till he was like 120. And his same strength as he had when he was 18. I really believe the secret is continual spiritual growth. And you think you've seen it, you know, you get to a point and you say, I've seen the whole, I've seen it all. And then God shows you something else. I see that we're in a hologram, Lord. This is, that's it. That's the final truth. Nah, not yet. You still got some more to go. Then you say, oh, everybody's, the self is not even real. The self is not even real. The false projections that you, that person you think you're in love with, unless you really do some serious deep communication, talking, and really, they never existed. It was a false projection. And it's easy to say, oh, they're a narcissist, but you projected a fake identity onto them. And they could call you a narcissist because you, they didn't really get to know you. They just projected something onto you that wasn't real. If you work with somebody 2 or 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 years, but if you work side by side with somebody a couple years, you see how they respond to life situations. You get to know that person's core, you know, that personality. But let's say you raise a kid and that person's personality, you know their core. Good, bad, ugly, evil, the villain, the hero, whatever, you know their core. This lady just ran a red light. She wasn't even paying attention. You know that person's core, but they can change. When they get older, they can become different. Jacob had his name changed to Israel. He was a supplanter. He was a liar. And God changed him. People can change. And notice he had to leave. He left his country, lived over 20 years. Abraham left his country, the Ur of the Chaldees. A lot of times for a person to change, they got to leave their country, that familiar spirit. You got to leave it or transform it. Major, major transformation. But we get so settled in our local church or our local job or our local routine, and we think this is normal, and you go home, and you turn the TV on, or you turn the radio on, you listen to the political brainwashing and mind control, and it just keeps repeating, same cycle repeating over and over and over and over and over. It never ends. And the only way you're gonna end it is internal. The external, the external actually just dies off. The only way you're going to renew it is the internal.